Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pleased to be back in Chisinau, this time in my national capacity. And I've come here to demonstrate friendly relations that exist between my country, Slovak Republic, and the Republic of Moldova. And I've also come here to express our support for the European choice of the Republic of Moldova.
Bună ziua, doamnelor și domnilor! Mă bucur să mă aflu astăzi aici, în Republica Moldova, și să reiterez acel sprijin al relațiilor dintre Republica Slovacia și Republica Moldova și să exprim suportul pentru cursul european al Republicii Moldova.
Of course, your strategic orientation is your decision and your choice, and we fully respect it, but also based on our own experience, I want to say that the European orientation is the best choice you can make for your country and for your citizens. Slovakia and Moldova have many things in common. We have the common past, common history, and we have already successfully accomplished our European aspirations. We are members of the European Union, of Schengen, of Eurozone, and I can tell you how much it has improved lives of our citizens. And it's exactly our experience, our first-hand, fresh and successful experience that we are ready to share with you, to help you to achieve your dreams and your ambitions. And there are many ways how we can do that. Minister German already mentioned that I'm very pleased to be able to open Slovak embassy in Chisinau later today, and I think that's the best demonstration of the seriousness of our intentions when it comes to the development of our bilateral relations. We've also agreed to activate the memorandum that we signed between our two ministries during my previous visit in my capacity of the Slovak Foreign Minister. We agreed to launch the Slovakia-Moldovan Working Group for Integration and also the Slovakia-Moldovan Intergovernmental Commission for Economic Cooperation. We want to start very concrete work in the course of this year. Moldova is one of the top three countries when it comes to the Slovak official development assistance. And there are many opportunities also for our cooperation in the framework of Visegrad 4 and the Republic of Moldova. And as my colleague Minister German said, we dedicated lots of time discussing European agenda and the preparation for the Vilnius Eastern Partnership Summit, which we want to see as a success, and we want Moldova to be part of this success. Your government has done an excellent job, and I'm sure that European Union will demonstrate the understanding and the appreciation of this excellent work when we meet in Vilnius in November. So I'm very pleased that I'm here, and I'm looking forward to the continuation of our cooperation, which will take place number of times in the course of this year. I've invited Minister German to visit Slovakia in October, so we'll continue our bilateral dialogue later this year. Thank you very much.